Hello, beloved. This is I Have My Ministry with an I Love Moment. It's positive, it's inspirational, it's uplifting, and yes, the I is intentional. It is an intentional love moment here at 7:03 a.m. Central Standard Time. Good Sunday morning to you. I pray all is well since the last time I've spoken with you. I'm trusting that the blessings of the Lord has overtaken you, even in the little things. You know, sometimes we forget about the little things. We want to be appreciative to God for the very little things that He do. Because really, actually, God doesn't do any little things. The things that may seem little to us is big in God's eyesight. When we woke up this morning, when we was breathing, when we woke up, of course we're going to be breathing when we wake up. And if we had eyesight, if we was able to use the activities of our limb, those are what people, you know, they don't even think about or consider just the little things. But those are great big things that we need to praise God for, because He didn't have to do it. Well, let's just get started here. For those of you who heard the broadcast last week, and I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It is episode 16, broadcast on January 28, a couple of weeks ago. You know, I spoke to you about Father placing on my heart that 2018 is the year of hearing, listening, and doing. I also spoke about us having a lot on our plate during the course of a day, a week, or a month. And I talked about that, how sometimes we just get overwhelmed with things, and you know, it takes us away from our intimacy with God, getting to know Him and being able to hear Him, being able to listen and do exactly what He's telling us to do. And to let you know a little bit about myself, I'm a person who's always trying to reinvent the wheel. And I was reminded by one of my instructors that there is no need to operate in that mode all the time. And you know, this can help you as well. When you have your life, when your life is just so busy, sometimes you just can't always create from scratch. And this can apply to your cooking or maybe a lesson plan, you know, what have you. We want to do it with integrity, whatever we're doing, but we need help sometimes. So this morning, I have a clip that I want you to listen to that talks a little bit about hearing and listening and being guided and led by Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. I believe that you will be blessed by it. First of all, let me just say this. Whether you're a person who has had a relationship with God for years, or you're new in your Christian walk and you're endeavoring to build an intimate relationship with Father, either way, sometimes it's difficult in knowing exactly how to hear and listen and do what God is telling us to do. It's hard to do that well, in excellence, whereas we know exactly what it is that He's instructing us to do. Because, you know, we want to be skillful in our hearing. We want to be proficient. We want to be competent. And all those other words that indicate that we are hearing and listening well. So we want to be able to hear God and do exactly what He has for us to do. And I say that this all the time. I say this all the time. If you want to know a thing, if you want wisdom, go to the person who is wisdom, who is omniscient, and that is God. All scriptures are good, but you know, one of my favorite scriptures is John 16 and 13, which says, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. That is so good. So the very first thing that we need to learn to do when wanting to be a person with great hearing and listening skills is to be led and guided by Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. So let me pray. Father God, we just thank you on this morning. We thank you for health. We thank you for our life. We thank you for strength. We thank you because you are not trying to keep anything from us, but you're only wanting to get things to us. Father, we are trusting that Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us in all truth and all things. And I praise you, Father, because you have made us great listeners, great hearers, and doers. We thank you, Father, for helping us to be active hearers and listeners and to listen and to your promptings through your word, through the people you send our way, and whatever way you desire to get things to us, we're submitted unto you, Father. All by faith we pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. So stay tuned. Listen to this little short clip that's coming up next.
Hi there. Well, this month we're going to talk about how to hear that still small voice in our noisy world. And it is a noisy world, isn't it? We're all so busy doing things, rushing places, getting places. Last month, we talked about finding a sacred space in an ordinary place, so we now have a place where we can go, where we have trained ourselves to the God habit, and we now can begin to have a conversation with God. But is hearing that still small voice that's so hard? I'm sure you're like me, and you've met people who tell you, God told me. You think, wow, must be nice. I'm sure people do hear God's voice. And I know certainly there is precedent for it. Maybe you'd think of it as a big, booming voice, the kind that was heard when Jesus was baptized and God expressed pleasure in a voice that was heard by all the crowds around. But I think if God were talking to me, I would hear a still, small voice. Something speaking just to me. Something that says we are in an intimate relationship, a deep conversation. But it's hard to do because our world is so noisy. Now, I don't mean decibel noise, although there is that. But it's noisy with things happening. I mean, you have multiple roles. In a day, you must change your hat 20 times. And you're responding to all kinds of different demands. It's different things that you need to do. Priorities. Things that happen in your world. Things that have to be done. So how on earth do you find time for that still, small voice? Well, I want you to think about a conversation. You know, when we have a conversation with a good friend, there's a lot of give and take, isn't there? You talk, you listen, they listen. It moves back and forth, it flows. There is a sense of things happening between the two of you. And that's how I think it should be with God. That when we are in prayer with God, we should feel as if it's a conversation. I pray, God speaks. I listen, I speak. That it goes back and forth, that we speak and we listen. See, what usually happens if you're like me is I pray, I hope God listens, and I move on. But what would happen if we decided that from now on, when we're in our sacred space, that when we pray, we are going to give God an opportunity to answer back? What would happen if we began to actively listen for an answer? So I pray, and I wait, and I actively listen. Now, you may actually hear that still, small voice in your head. That did happen to me once when I was in a car accident. As I lay on the ground, surrounded by the ambulances and all the rest of it, I heard a voice say, "It's okay, Pat." And I knew whose voice it was. But maybe the voice will be something like a feeling that rises within you, a sense of what to do next, an inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Or maybe a Bible verse will come to mind, and when you look at it, it's exactly what you needed to hear. Or maybe it's just an intuition about what needs to be done. Or maybe a friend says something to you. These are all ways in which God speaks to us in a still, small voice that we can hear. That's what we're going to explore this month, how to hear that still, small voice in your busy world. You're going to have fun with this one.
Yes, it's going to be fun and prayerfully informative as well, whereas God will lead me to say and present things to you that will take us from hearing, listening, and doing exactly what it is that He has for us to do. Now, I pray that you was blessed by the broadcast. Stay tuned. As I said, I'm not going to be broadcasting as often as I did in 2017, but I will be back when Father leads me. Now may the peace of God be with you always. Rest in Jesus. If you have any prayer requests or comments or in just an encouragement word, you can contact me at ahavaministrywa@gmail.com. That's ahavahministrywa@gmail.com. You be blessed. Join me again soon.